It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You can be my wingman anytime.
You can be mine.
R.I.P. Val Kilmer, Iceman, Tom Kazanski. What's your problem, Kazanski? I've watched Top Gun, like many of you out there who are also living cliches like me, a million times.
I really liked Maverick.
Maverick was a great movie.
I really liked Maverick a lot.
I was afraid to see Maverick
because
I was afraid it, you know, it's the Top Gun and it was great. Maverick was great. Top Gun, of course, incredible. Val Kilmer, R.I.P. Val Kilmer. I was looking through his filmology. Filmography? There we go.
Yeah.
To see all the movies I've seen from Kilmer, of course, like Real Genius, Top Gun, Tombstone. Tombstone's a very top of mind. In fact, driving in this morning, listening to the report on Val Kilmer passing away, Tombstone got the number one billing. Like Val Kilmer of Tombstone, played Doc Holliday in Tombstone, then came Top Gun. And then there's another that, of course, I have seen this and just forgot until I looked at the list. And I'm sure I'm sitting here in a room with you and Josh over there and Owen over there. I would bet that none of you have seen Willow. 0-3. What a shame.
Sorry.
1988, Willow.
Wow.
Val Kilmer plays Mad Mardigan. Oh, man, you got to see Willow. You have to see it. It's, what is it? It's one of these wizards, sort of the Lord of the Rings,
okay.
1980s action, great stuff.
Bow and arrows,
not,
that
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. yes. Not quite Lord of the Rings, but you know what I'm saying. Like just fantasy sci-fi Willow.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, outside of Top Gun, Val Kilmer is not like a huge, again, like 88 is just a little before my time. I was like, I think of Val Kilmer and I think of like MacGruber, which is like a movie that was made within the last 15 years. He's really funny in that. And I don't really think he's a comedic character in many movies.
No, he was, if I'm not mistaken, he's a method actor.
Okay.
Which is one of the people that you get a role and then you live and become that person yeah. for that amount of time.
Right.
Which is weird for those of us that are not dedicating our lives to, you know, becoming Batman. I never saw the Batman that he was. Batman Forever.
I also did not see the Batman.
I never saw that. And I want to say I feel like no one ever talks about Val Kilmer as Batman. There's Michael Keaton. There's, you know, Christian Bale. There's Ben Affleck did it once, didn't he?
George Clooney.
I mean, all the middle Batmans. I stopped. I didn't.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, R.I.P. Val Kilmer. Top secret.
Method acting made me remember when I called you Andy Kaufman or Jim Carrey trying to be Andy Kaufman about the wide receiver train because you were so immersed
yeah.
in your narrative, you know, your wide receiver train that you lost yourself a little.
Have I found myself yet? I don't think so.
I don't think you have.
I definitely don't think so. I'm still looking at receivers.
But you were lost in the sauce for a little while.
I'm still lost. The Ghost in the Darkness. If you've not seen The Ghost in the Darkness, great movie. Mm-mm. Val Kilmer movie from the 1990s, 1996. That's about they're building a train rail line through Africa, and there are two lions that they can't seem to – the two lions that are hunting people, and he's sent to take care of the lions.
I've seen that movie. It's very good.
It's very cool.
It's really interesting.
The Ghost in the Darkness, yeah.
Okay.
What else from Val Kilmer? A lot of the stuff is like mid-2000s. True Romance is another one for him. Yeah. R.I.P. Val Kilmer. Iceman was a better character in film history. I mean, there might be a few. But in terms of, you know, villains slash friends become enemies, enemies become friends.
Yeah, and the storyline in Maverick, too, where, you know, he's sick at the end of his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, still, you know, kind of protecting... Yeah, it's just
that's... And that's why... So on his death, he dies of throat cancer. He could barely speak at this point in his life. That's why in the movie, he doesn't really talk.
And I didn't even... Like, in hindsight, I didn't really know that. I thought that was part of the character. But that was his situation. He had I think I saw he had two tracheotomies.
Yeah.
Tough.
803-0550 to join us. On the Sabres, if you want, we've got some update on the rule changes in the NFL. The kickoff rule, the overtime rule. There was a follow-up question about overtime we'll get to. And the numbers on the Tush Push vote, we've got a report about how close it might be. Again, there wasn't a vote. It was tabled until further notice. Maybe May they vote on that. So we kind of know where that stands. Paul in Buffalo is up. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Guys, I have a bevy of Saber points that I'd like to talk about. And then you mentioned Willow, Jeremy. I mean, I'm 45, so in the 80s, we had amazing kids' movies. And George Lucas had his hand in a lot of things. And Willow is one of the movies he had his hand in. And Val Kilmer was fantastic in that movie. If you were a little boy who had maybe older brothers and just roughhoused a lot, and you wanted to see a guy with a sword doing acrobatic things and telling jokes and getting the girl and, you know, killing the evil wizard, Willow has everything. If you love Star Wars, it has the charm and the storytelling and the mythos and all of it. It is such a fantastic film. And I can't think of anyone our age who hears the movie genre Western and the first person they think of is Doc Holliday as played by Val Kilmer. The fact he did not win an Oscar for that role is a travesty, a great, great travesty by the Academy. But let me move on to our Buffalo Sabres, who are in the midst of their now patented classic heroic run tonight, their 10th place. It is something to see. It always is. This time they're getting saves from James Reimer out of nowhere, and they've got their captain healthy, and we've seen his greatest talent come to the fore again. Rasmus Dahlin can turn trash into treasure. Matias Samuelsson, +4 last night, most minutes played in the game. Unreal. Unreal what Rasmus Dahlin does. He is, to me, I keep your Cale Makars, your Quinn Hughes. Quinn Hughes isn't in the same league as Rasmus Dahlin. I'm sorry. He's a winger from the blue line. Dahlin is twice the player Quinn Hughes is. Tage Thompson and Alex Tuch is the dichotomy I want to draw right now. If I were Team USA's general manager, first of all, I would put both of them on Team USA. But if I could only put one of them on Team USA, it would be Alex Tuch. Because Alex Tuch is a plus player in all three zones. Tage Thompson is a top 10 player in the world in the offensive zone. He's fine in the defensive zone, but boy, does he give the puck away in the neutral zone. He gives it up on a platter a lot. He more than makes up for it. He's worth his $7 million, and no complaints about Tage Thompson, but I would take Alex Tucker over him on Team USA. And finally, Alex Ovechkin scored again last night, a garbage goal. He has changed his game a bit, and he plays in front of the net.
Yeah,
he's so big and strong.
Yeah, Paul, the last couple goals he's scored, right? Like every time, Ovechkin scores, they go to the highlight, and there he's just like banging it in from 2 feet out.
If he has made a decision to play, say, I'm going to play a little Dave Anderchuk style, not necessarily deflect pucks, but just use my big body, who's moving him? Because, like, if you look at the Four Nations when Darlene ragdolled McDavid, he couldn't do that to Ovechkin. Ovechkin is too big and strong. If he's got 3 years left if he wants to stand in front of the net and get rebounds.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Guys, have a good one.
Ovechkin is the embodiment of old man strength right now, right? Old bear.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, strong. Yeah, thanks, Paul, for the phone call. On what do you want there? The Sabres on Team USA, on Val Kilmer, Willow. Yes.
We are still in movie and TV show windows right now because we can't be outside.
Because
so.
It rains all the time.
Yeah.
On the Sabres and their run. You know, like you said, James Reimer is what's happening now. What do? They bring back Reimer. It is one thing. I had this thought about the Sabres. When's the last time that their plan in goal seemed like it had a long-term, like, we got it. We're set. It seems like they kind of ping-pong all over the place. Hey, Levi's going to be the guy. We're going to give him the job. Actually, he's not ready. He's in Rochester. It's between UPL and last year coming into the season, it would have been UPL. Craig Anderson. Oh, look at this guy. Craig Anderson. He's hot. Let's ride him. Another year for Craig Anderson. Let's bring him back. Oh, it's not going to work. Carter Hutton. And since Allmark, it's kind of just been bouncing around. Allmark is still playing. Allmark was here, and they let him walk.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty good. I was thinking about Jonas Enroth the other day. Like,
wow.
Other than, you know, it's been a long time since they've had a true number one with Robin Leonard. They make the move to that was when they had a plan. Trade
yeah.
a first, get a guy. He's our guy. I mean, we're going way back now. But it just seems like we're about to enter another offseason where it's, what's going to happen in net? Well, we're going to hope that Lukanen gets it back. I mean,
yep.
they gave Lukanen such a big deal, such term on that deal. It's been a position that I think has frequently been too unreliable. And if they had, if they had goaltending 2 years ago, they're
in the playoffs.
And if they had goaltending this year, they're probably in the mix. And
yep.
It's been tough. So anyway, 803-0550 to join us on that on the Sabres and Val Kilmer, if you want it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
On Tombstone, so he's Doc Holliday. You've seen Tombstone? Everybody in the room has seen Tombstone? No, Josh?
No.
No, Nate?
No.
Man.
No, this is definitely like this would be a movie my dad would watch in the living room, and I'd be like, you're watching this for the 25th time, Dad. Like, this year. Like, and it's one of those movies that are on TV. I would view how my dad looks at Tombstone is I would guess how I look at Shawshank. Is if it's on, okay. I don't care if there's 40 minutes left or the full movie. It's going to go on. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. It came out in 1993.
Yeah.
So, Owen, what year are you born?
I'm an 02, so okay. I was born in 2002,
okay.
And I love Tombstone. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Okay.
Yes. I think it's unbelievable that that Val Kilmer scene where he like goes to find Johnny Ringo my favorite movie scene that's ever
It's incredible. It's long.
Yeah.
How long is it? Is it 2.5 hours? Whatever. It's a long movie.
It's long, and I am the same way that, Nate, you said you are about Shawshank. I am that way.
You watch it every time?
If it's on, I sit down and plant on the couch for the rest of it.
Like what channel is Tombstone playing on regularly?
TNT or
TBS.
Or TCM.
Okay, yeah. Oh, it's definitely Turner Classic Movies. Yeah.
Maybe. It's an incredible movie. It's great.
2 hours and 14 minutes, by the way.
Okay, 2:14. I thought it was a little longer than that. That's not bad. Tons of big stars in Tombstone, and it's great. I mean, Westerns, everybody should get on a Western kick. If you've never done it where you just decide, you know what, I think I like Westerns for a little while, try that on. It's raining for the next 6 days. Nate, become a Western guy.
Okay. You should get on the Yellowstone bandwagon.
That'll work. You'd be surprised. Get on some Clint Eastwood movies. Get on the Westerns. Tombstone's great. Doug in North Tonawanda. Hey, Doug.
Hey, good morning. Hey, 21-year listener, first-time caller. I appreciate you guys' service to the community. Want to tell you, every time I run into you guys in public, you're always so real. I appreciate that. Hey, I just wanted to mention real quick The Doors. Val Kilmer, you talk about method acting and immersing yourself in a role. Watch The Doors. He did a fantastic job. I'm a Tombstone fan, number one favorite movie ever, but just watch The Doors.
Yeah, he sang. He did the vocals on The Doors, right?
I believe he did.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what I heard on the drive-in. I have not seen The Doors, and I suppose I should, right? Why not? Thanks, Doug. It's funny, 21 years, first-time caller. What was it, a McDermott decision? A bad officiating call? Val Kilmer, baby. R.I.P. Val Kilmer, who has passed away. Jeremy and Nate here on WGR. Thanks for the phone call, Doug. 803-0550 if you want to chime in on anything. Okay, so NFL, couple different rule changes. The overtime rule, there was a question asked that was a good question. So the NFL went to their postseason format for the regular season, which is both teams will get the ball, but overtime is 10 minutes. In the playoffs, that is not timed. There is no, right? Both teams are going to get the ball. You cannot hold it, and then the other team is dead. It's both teams get it.
Both teams get it. Are guaranteed one possession.
Correct. Do they time it in the playoffs? Now that I'm thinking about that, they don't just end the overtime period. You don't run out of time, do you?
Yeah.
In the playoffs?
Oh, in the playoffs, no.
That's what
is it even timed?
That's what I... The Super Bowl, this happened 2 years ago.
And I can't remember.
I can't remember it being timed.
Or
mattering what the time was. So, all right, sorry, got to follow up on that.
Yeah.
The reason I bring that up is, in the NFL, regular season, now, the overtime format will be, each team get the ball. Unless, if you put together a 10-minute drive, then that's it. There is not a guaranteed possession after that. So if you hold the ball for 10 minutes and score on the final play, the game is over. How likely is that? I don't think that's very likely at all. The team's going to get the ball, hold it for a 10-minute drive. How often are drives 10 minutes long? Not that often. They do happen. How often is a drive 10 minutes long when the other team is armed with timeouts? Because you're going to get some timeouts back in the overtime format. You're going to stop the clock. Are they going to stop it for a two-minute warning? I think they do have a two-minute warning in overtime. So it's not likely, but that is an interesting wrinkle that you will have the potential to have it be sudden death. It would just be like, or 10-minute death. Maybe we should call it that. Because if you hold it for all 10 minutes, you do that. So that's one. Another note here on the tush push. It's been tabled. But there's a report I saw at profootballtalk.com that the vote, where does the vote stand right now? The Packers have the initial proposal. And the proposal is that You can't immediately push the player who receives the snap. And this is why I heard Sal with the Extra Point Show, with the afternoon show. This is where you might have enough of an appetite to change the rule. You might not have agreement on what it should say. But Kalen Collar of ESPN.com reports that 16 teams support the Packers' proposal. So you're already at, the league is 50-50.
50-50.
Yeah. The league is 50-50 on this. Yes, we should do this. No, we shouldn't. And what you might have is you need 8 more teams. Think of it just like any old bill that's going through Congress, right? I've got these 3 teams. What they want is this language put in. These 2 teams, they would agree if it said this instead. How can the NFL, which, by the way, I think you should view Roger Goodell as someone that's going to try and whip everyone together and get all those votes. Talk to this owner, talk to that owner, talk to that GM to try to get everybody on the same page. Goodell has said he thinks they should get rid of it. He is for banning the tush push. He thinks injury, whatever. There's a lot of different things being said about it this week. But if they could get these remaining 8 on board with the right language, that's what might get it to May. And the fact that it's already a 50-50 split, I don't put it this way. I'll ask it this way. Do you think there's any chance they go from 50-50 split to further away from banning it? Because I tend to think that no matter if they do it this year or next year or next year, eventually it will go away. McDermott and his comment about injuries and when you're put in that position and on, they don't have a high-profile injury. True or false? As soon as they do, next year at owners' meetings, remember what happened to insert quarterback here, insert offensive lineman who broke a leg, defensive tackle who insert high-profile injury on a tush push. Isn't that immediately, look, we talked about it last year. Even if it's not true in the data, you would have a very strong anecdotal, boom, that guy got hurt. They took away low hits on quarterbacks when Brady got hurt. It was the next year, the Brady rule. You can't hit a quarterback down there anymore. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if it doesn't make it through yet, but it's going to continue, Nate, moving.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to have positive momentum.
What they got to do is someone's got to create the pick. Like someone's got to create the language in this that's accepted by everybody. I think part of the reason it's getting tabled right now is everyone, even the people that are like, we want to ban this, I just don't know that this specific wording is right. Going
to
work.
Immediately pushing the ball carrier. Can I count to 2 and then do it? Can I go in there late? I think the reason that immediately pushing the ball carrier is in there as language is so that when a running back runs 5 yards down the field, the linemen are still allowed to blast in there and push him forward, right? You got a schmozzle on the 2-yard line and Deion Dawkins goes over and plows everyone into the end zone. I don't think the NFL wants that gone, and I don't think many teams would want that gone. I don't even think fans want that gone, moving the pile like that. If I've got Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown pushing everybody 10 more yards, you know, that tends to get a crowd amped up. That's an exciting kind of play. And I think that's treated differently. So that might be why the immediately is in there. I don't know the right language that would do it. How about just no pushing a player forward if they're in the backfield? And then again, like, okay, that doesn't work because, well, my quarterback has already gained 1 yard and now I'm pushing him the 2nd yard. So the language might not be easy to find. And that could be the holdup. That's the news on the tush push.
Language.
Yeah.
It's always, you get caught in the details.
Writing the rule, which, come on, you know.
I just think then you're just getting into, and I think that's part of the issue with it right now is the semantics of it. And it's, you know, well, the Bills, you know, well, Josh Allen goes to the left first, then he gets pushed. So that would be legal under, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, get snap and pushed immediately at snap. Is someone, and especially in a situation like that, is someone going to be governing that? Is there going to be somebody up there with a stopwatch?
I'm reading the name right here. It's Gene Steratore.
Jeez. Sky Judge. He's the official tush push Sky Judge. It's going to be too hard to govern it. It's either you get rid of pushing or you don't.
Yeah, I guess one question would be, you used to not allow this as of 2004. So how did you? What did the rules say then? Can you just bring back the language of the 2004 rule that sunsetted and went away? Probably. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Put your trivia hat on for when we return.
Say less.
Good NFL trivia. And potentially a little James Cook update that will tie in as well. It's Jeremy and Joe. Nate's in for Joe today and tomorrow and Friday as well. You're here for the rest of the week. Masters coming up.
Can't wait.
A week from tomorrow is the first round.
Are you going to be the guy that watches Masters on the range on Monday? Because I will be.
Yeah, we got to see what people are wearing.
Right.
I mean, that's very important.
Insanely important.
We've already seen Billy Horschel's setup.
Happy about it.
Yeah, I think he did all right.
Billy Ho's got swag.
Problem is, I'm not sure about wearing the sweater tied around the neck. I feel like you're not going to do that golf.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
Don't put that in your artist renderings of your getup. If
you
you're
are
going to
walk into the
that.
Facility with the sweater on the neck, though, I assume.
2 days he's going sweater around the neck?
I don't know. That's not
questionable. Yeah. It's questionable. But he's cool. 803-0550 to join us. Some good trivia. Put your thinking caps on next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.